How did you get to that turning point where you started on the upward climb?
Well, I feel like God has shown me three things about the process of Him lifting me out. And that is, the first thing is the people that I'm surrounded with. God calls us to community for a reason. And I am what I call super single. I've never been married. I've got no kids. I live by myself. I'm also an introvert, so I'm actually energized by time alone. But, you know, Jesus was too. Like, He spent time by Himself as well. There's a difference in needing time to re-energize and in isolating and shutting out the world. And so the first thing that God showed me is that we have to walk in community with one another. And it was my loved ones. It was my friends who loved me just as I was, but they loved me too much to leave me there, that chased after me. And they accosted me at a movie theater parking lot one day. And they pretty much had an intervention, and they insisted that I get counseling. That is what helped me to finally start dealing with my grief. But it was my friends and my family who chased hard after me. And so that's the first thing, is let God's people be the hands and feet of Jesus in your life. Like, that is what God calls us to community for. The second thing was, I had to stop looking at what had happened in the past. I had to stop battling with shame because of all the mistakes that I made. As long as I stayed focused on all the mistakes that I was making, I was never going to leave that dark place. And so, you know, Philippians 3 is right. You have to forget what is behind, and you need to cling towards what is ahead. And so taking my eyes off of my mistakes and just realizing that I'm just an unfinished masterpiece in the making, that was a big thing for me, like not even focusing on how far I had to go, but just one day at a time was huge for me. And so the third thing was to look for those flickers of light that come in so many places. It comes through, you know, people around you that give you a hug, or, you know, that speak life into your life. It came for me, when I finally turned my Christian radio stations back on. I heard a song called One Step Away from Casting Crowns. That was a flicker of light for me. You know, the lyrics are, you're one step away from surrender, one step away from coming home, one step away from arms wide open. And that was a flicker of light for me. The first time I heard it, I had to pull over because it was just a flood of tears came. And Jesus really spoke to me through that song. And so look for those flickers of light anywhere. It can come in a matter of different ways, but ask God for those flickers of light and then look for them, because if you ask Him for it, He's going to answer and He's going to bring you out. And it just comes a flicker at a time. And the thing about darkness is that it's overwhelming, but it just takes one little flicker of light to chase out the darkness.